What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. My name is Adam. I am your host. So on today's episode, I don't exactly know where to start because I don't know which story is bigger, I guess. Usually these types of stories come out at like, usually they come out on like Mondays, like usually like right after the weekend. Huge news stories break like this after the weekend, but it looks like we've got like a Thursday if you're listening to this on Friday or Saturday or whenever. But Thursday is when a bunch of news stories came down, all having to do with the industry and companies within the industry. So I'll start out with one that I don't think is as important, and then I'll get into the two that are connected, and I'm sure at this point you probably heard. So first we're going to talk about the CCG story, and then we're going to talk about the Ken Golden story, the Golden Auctions being purchased by the same group that owns PSA. So the CCG, I think it is Certified Collectibles Group. So they do, they're one actually of the companies that I've talked about when I talked about grading a couple weeks ago, or maybe not weeks, but a couple days ago, maybe. I don't remember when exactly I talked about them. But I talked about them recently where I said they did some like comic grading, and they do like comics and magazines and stuff like that, and they were a type of company that I thought had a interesting opportunity to come into the fold a little bit. And I think actually I must have tweeted this or something, because I definitely talked about them rebranding their slabs. I didn't tweet about it. I talked to someone in a direct message about them specifically, because someone had asked me a question about like what I thought about them. And, you know, I like that they are able to they grade comics and all that type of stuff. And I thought that their opportunity, I thought, was going to come from potentially maybe getting into the grading card space. They are in it, obviously, but I think their slabs are a little bit too much, like it's not a fluid design, in my opinion. Like if you look at I think PSA obviously does a good job. I mean, they do put a lot on their slabs, so from that standpoint, that's, I mean, one of the main reasons why you're seeing that their slabs can be kind of too noisy, I guess. I don't know if that's exactly the correct term or word that I want to use there, but they have the subgrades, but it's not as clean, I guess, maybe is another way to put it. But so they got bought by, I just had the Instagram post up on my phone, actually I'm going to pull it back up. So they got bought by, I think it was the company Blackstone. I think that was the company that was buying a lot of the houses, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe that was, I don't remember exact. Maybe that wasn't correct, but they got bought by another company. So that's, I mean, a big deal. I mean, I at the beginning of the year, I said that I thought a lot of sports card companies were going to be getting a lot of funding. That was one of my predictions. My other prediction was that there was going to be a PSA 10 mantle, and that we were going to see cards get into casinos. I don't know. Like, cards getting into casinos was kind of just something that I thought it was random enough that not many people would think that. And if it's correct, I can go back and be like, hey, look at this. The PSA 10 mantle, I thought, was going to be coming from just the fact that we'd seen so many crazy cards sell. And then a PSA 9 sold. So, I mean, I was sort of close. Obviously, you know, it was not a PSA 10. But then the funding of these companies, the funding of sports and hobby companies, is the one that's been like, I mean, almost every single company within the space is getting some sort of funding. There are, you know, obviously there's companies that aren't, but I think, you know, I was listening to Pullwax, his podcast, and they were talking about like sponsorships and stuff like that. There was going to be a lot of sponsorships coming into the hobby. And I mean, you know, obviously as a content creator, that's something that I hope happens. Like, you know, you don't really see much. You see a lot of sponsored content within companies in the hobby, and that's something that I've sort of stayed away from, just because it's like, I don't want there to be a conflict of interest when it comes to the type of stuff that I'm saying about sports card stuff. And like, because I did do a Starstock sponsorship, which I mean, I really like Starstock, first of all. But second of all, like, that was probably the only time, that was the only time I really had a sponsor. And, you know, I liked the product as well. So it's not like I didn't really have anything bad necessarily to say. I'm sure there's been some criticism that if you went back, I mean, there's so much content, it's hard to kind of find specific pieces of criticism. Like, I saw that Starstock also started Starstock Breaks, which I saw, I think, what is that, a 9, I think, is his TikTok handle. He put out a video about that it may not be a good thing because there might be a conflict of interest when they're grading the card and then putting it into their system. And I can see how that may be an issue, but realistically, I just think that there's, the way that things are going, there's going to be more and more transparency throughout the hobby, throughout everything in our lives. Like right now, I think, is with the internet the way that it is, I think there is so much, it's not that it's not transparent, I don't know what the opposite of transparency is, but the way that the internet works now, anonymous, people being anonymous, things being anonymous, different things not being transparent. I just think we're moving towards a lot more transparency. And if that realistically happens, like, I don't think, I could see how that could be an issue. But I also think that if they are grading the cards, like, they also then, or if they, because they have the Starstock grades, if they're grading the Starstock grade, then they get the card graded and it doesn't come back a 10, that obviously hurts them in a way, because it hurts their credibility when they're giving a card a 10, because not, or when they're giving a card an A, I think it is. I forget the exact numbers, but I know they put out some numbers, I think, like a couple, probably like 6 months ago, maybe a little bit longer than that, about cards that they had gotten graded, and some of the statistics about what a Starstock A and how often that came back a PSA 10 and a Starstock B, what the grades were that was coming back at. And so, like, if they just start saying that every car, or if they just start increasing the amount of Starstock A's because people are joining breaks, that hurts those numbers and it hurts their credibility. So I don't necessarily think, I hope that's not an issue. I don't think it will be, but I could see how it could be. But back to, I mean, like I said, transparency, all that type of stuff. So more hobby companies, more stuff coming into the hobby, maybe more sponsorships. You know, who knows? Like, if I'm going to do sponsorships, I haven't started really reaching out to any companies to do sponsorships, to be completely honest. Like, it's something that in the future I probably will do. I probably will want to do some sort of sponsorships with companies, or with, you know, if other company or people, because now people are the companies in some scenarios, like within sports cards and within the hobby, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, so that's big. So we had one grading card company, or one grading company that sold, and now we have the big news. Well, and it's interesting because it kind of, I wonder why they rolled it out this way, because it's July, obviously, and this is the date of when PSA said that they were going to have the backlog completely filled, and from the looks of it, it seems like they haven't. I think they put out a statement that said they're still working towards getting the backlog completely filled, or completely unfilled. And I think, honestly, that I would rather them say that they're going to try and then get close than not come out with any updates, because, you know, at least if they're saying that they're trying to get the backlog cleared, that you know that they have intention to do it. Like, they wouldn't just lie. You know, I a while back, there was a YouTuber that I was following that was tracking PSA orders, and I think, I forget exactly how he was doing it, but I think he was going through each of the sports and seeing how many cards of total were graded, and he put out a projection that, like, October was going to be a more realistic date, and that was probably a month or two ago was the last time I watched one of those videos, so I don't know what his updates are. But so PSA has opened back up some of the services. So they opened up, I think it was the Express, and then they raised the price from $150 to $200. So I think realistically, we're probably going to see like $35 bulk submissions go up from $25, and then we're probably going to see, like, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, they're that next level where it was $50, it probably goes up to like $70. I wouldn't be surprised, because, like, they're not going to increase each level by, or at least I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think they're going to increase each level by $50. Just because, like, you know, if you're getting Express, you are, you know, it's not $50 that they're increasing each level. Like, if you go from the lowest level to the next, it's 20 to 50, that's a $30 increase. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes from 20 to 35 and then 50 to 70. That's probably where I see those lower levels. And I would say it's probably going to be closer to the national, like towards, because I think, realistically, I think it's going to be like the national, the week of the national, is they're going to announce that they're opening everything back up. And I think, you know, it's fine that it took a little bit longer. I would say most people, if you were to ask most collectors or most people in the industry what they thought when PSA shut down, if they thought that PSA was going to be able to clean everything up from April to July, I think a lot of people were pretty skeptical about like if they're capable of actually doing that. So I think if it lasts another month, like if it lasts another month, I think that's realistic. But I don't think it's going to upset. I mean, I don't think it's going to upset people. I think people are obviously upset that it didn't clear the backlog when they said, but at the same time, like, I think they're making good progress, and I think they're going to slowly, they'll probably roll out, like, the next submission in, like, maybe a week or two, and then I would say the National is probably when they open up bulk submissions again. If I had to make a guess right now, based off of everything, based off of where I think they're at, the National is probably where everything opens back up. So PSA, obviously owned by Nat Turner's investment group, they also just bought some other humongous news in the hobby. And I know, I think I've said this about 100 times this year, that this is the biggest news of the year. But I think this is one of the bigger stories of this year, is that the investment firm that now owns PSA, and I think they have some ownership in Alt, which is a company that I think... also, the Reddit, co-founder of Reddit also has some equity in, it's another company that is within sports cards that I think they sell stuff. And I think they have fractional ownership in some cards. I'm not 100% sure about that, but it's another company that's in the hobby that's kind of grown and has become one of these other big companies that sells cards. But they bought Golden Auctions, which is absolutely, you know, that's insane to see kind of where Golden Auctions has come and to see what Ken has been able to do with that company over the past 2 years. I mean, obviously, it's a company that he has had forever. I mean, it's Golden Auctions. It's named after him. So it's definitely good to see, you know, more money coming into the hobby from investment groups. Obviously, Nat Turner and, you know, Steve Cohen and that investment firm, they have their hand in sports cards. They have a firm grasp, I think, of what is going on in the industry, especially Nat Turner being one of the biggest collectors in the space. I think they have a decent idea of what's going on in the industry, and they have obviously they probably have some sort of master plan of what they expect the hobby to look like. And I wouldn't be surprised if in the next, I don't know, let's say 5 years, if Golden Auctions, PSA, I think they could probably end up becoming one company. But at the same time, I guess they kind of look at it and they say, well, why would we want to do that with PSA? Like, they probably wouldn't change PSA's name, so I don't think they would all become PSA. Like, but at the same time, like, who, like, if they can keep maybe developing more pieces of the companies, like, because that's the thing, it's like, because I think some people are saying that, at least from what I saw on Instagram, was I've seen some people say that PSA bought Golden Auctions, but it was actually just the investment firm that's owned by PSA, or that owns PSA also bought Golden Auctions. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see, like, what happens with that part of the industry. Like, does that become one company? Does, you know, do they go out and do they buy another, like, auction house? Like, are they like, okay, now we're gonna sell to another company? Like, does the, like, I don't know. I think the possibilities of what I think could happen are, I guess you could use the term endless. Like, I just think looking at the industry, there's so much more that could be done in the industry. Like, if the, does this, you know, and I think the one interesting thing will be like, how are they going to run the businesses separately? Will be one thing I'll definitely be very interested in watching. Like, because you can't run those bit. I don't think at least you can run those businesses like in parallel with each other, because they're very different industries. Like the auction house and grading is like, at, you know, the conspiracy theorist people in the hobby will probably say like, oh, like PSA, like they're going to give Golden Auctions like better grades on their cars. And like, that's, like I said, we're moving into a hobby with more transparency, and that would be obviously terrible for the industry. And that's not something that I see happening whatsoever. So I think as we move into more transparency, there's going to be more, you know, and I think also one thing that the hobby is doing is we're almost demanding more information. If that's, I guess, one way I would put it. Like, the hobby is very, very fickle when it comes to new things and things that change. So it's like the companies like PSA, you know, I'm glad that PSA put out the statement that they aren't going to be all open today. I'm glad that they didn't just open up, which they've been very transparent, in my opinion, on like how the process has been going. You know, they did say, I think in May or June, that they expected that everything was going to be open back up. Now, that obviously isn't the case. I'm assuming that probably was a scenario where they got like a week or two ago, they realized that they just couldn't keep up, or they couldn't do all of these things that they wanted to get done for the cards. So, you know, it's unfortunate that they aren't going to open back up, but I think, like I said, we're moving towards a lot more transparency within cards, and I just think within companies, and we're demanding, like, the sports card, people within sports cards are, we need the information from these companies, because we need to know what exactly is going on when we see news like PSA isn't going to be opening, or you know, the investment group that bought PSA is now, they're buying Golden Auctions. Like, we just need more information than just the headlines. I think that's what we have gotten it, and I think we're going to continue to get more of it as we move along within sports cards and within this time period and going forward. I think that's kind of what we're going to get. And for today's stories, I mean, there's more stuff that I'll be talking about in other episodes, but that's all I've got for this one. So I want to thank you all for listening. Make sure you go follow on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all those places. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.